Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Thursday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. We're going to talk with Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Plenty to discuss. We take a look at the NFL weekend. We take a look at the college football landscape as well. Also coming up on the show, Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette stops by. We'll preview the 2018 State Volleyball Tournament. Talk some high school football with you as well. Plus a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. It's all coming up next right here on KGYM. Happy November, everyone, and welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, also KGYMradio.com, the KGYM radio app as well. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann here today as we are post-Halloween and now the holidays are coming up next. Only, let's see, Mark, 30, 20, 55 shopping days remaining till the holidays. Good luck to everybody out there. How you doing? How's your, you had leftover candy supply?
Yes, and I was talking to Todd Brommelkamp. They were down. The head count was down. We were bowling, so
No trick-or-treating at bowling, by the way.
Apparently, we had half as many as last year. Was that the trend? What's going on here?
Let us know. You can let us know via the text line, the Hurtine & Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600. Unofficial poll we're taking here. If trick-or-treating was down this year, it was a beautiful night to go out and trick-or-treat.
It was.
Hope everybody had a good time, all the little ghouls and goblins out there and what have you. So
certainly Bowling Night in America couldn't have had an effect on it, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. We'll talk about Bowling Night in America. We'll wrap that up for you coming up in just a little bit. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Stop on by. And speaking of bowling, we'll talk about what transpired last night in a little bit, but we don't usually get breaking news while we're at bowling. And we not only got one, but two pieces of breaking news last night when we were at the lanes. Number one, of course, was the firing of DJ Durkin, the Maryland football coach, who was reinstated for less than 24 hours. Sounds like we knew the players, Mark, had some of them anyway, were walking out as far as the meetings are concerned. And I think the president for Maryland finally took it upon himself to fire Durkin, to do the right thing. That came out. And then, of course, Willie McCovey's passing last night also coming out while we were at bowling last evening. And a lot of Willie McCovey discussion last night among the bowlers out at
Bay
City.
Yeah, there was. As far as Durkin goes, I just got the feeling that the president of the university, who is stepping down after this year,
correct,
went home, slept on it, and said, you know what? I can't go to my grave or go to my retirement with this decision that I've made, despite the fact that he was probably pressured to make it, make the original one to keep Durkin. And that's the impression I got, right or wrong. I don't know if that was the case or not. Maybe there was, they were worried about some legal action early on. I think there's still going to be legal action on a lot of fronts as this unravels. But I was interested, with Durkin back, how Maryland would respond this Saturday in its home game against Michigan State. And now that Durkin's gone, Matt Canada has led this team to a 5-3 record?
I believe so.
And whether they will respond better now that Durkin is gone and Canada is back at the helm, we shall see on Saturday.
See how it all plays out. But definitely, president of Maryland made the right choice. Now, I don't know if it's going to cost him or not. We'll see. But bully for him. because he did the right thing out there. 319-366-1600 has the other piece of news, of course, one of the greats as far as baseball is concerned, maybe a guy that was even underappreciated a lot, was Willie McCovey. Old Stretch out there for the Giants. And, of course, now McCovey Cove, named after him, with the new ballpark. Of course, Willie McCovey never played there. Played a Candlestick for many, many years out in the wind and all the elements and whatnot. But I think he was a little bit of a guy who was under, I don't know, I don't want to say underappreciated. I think he went under the radar a little bit compared to some of the others of the era.
I agree, and I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that one of his teammates was Willie Mays, one of the greatest of all time as well. And I was listening to one of the national programs this morning, and Johnny Bench said, was asked who the toughest out he ever saw in his playing career, and he said Willie McCovey.
Which is high praise.
He faced a lot of great players, Bench, that is. But McCovey apparently hit some of the hardest balls that folks had ever seen. And I got a message from my friend Kent Miller out in Santa Rosa, California, and he related this short story about Willie McCovey. The Mets and the Giants were playing each other, Scott, and McCovey was at bat. Casey Stengel was the Mets manager, and the pitcher was Roger Craig, who also was going to be the Giants' future manager. At any rate, Casey went to the mound for a visit to ask how they wanted to pitch to McCovey. Casey said to Roger Craig, "So how do you want to pitch to him, upper deck or lower deck?" He's a tough out, and he hit the ball a long ways. And Casey Stengel's stories sometimes bear half-truths, but I think that said a lot about Willie McCovey's talent.
Maybe under-talked about and underappreciated because of the fact he only played in two postseasons. Throughout his career, 1962 in the World Series with the San Francisco Giants and then the National League Championship Series in 1981. But you take a look, was the MVP in 1969 in the National League, was an All-Star seven times, I want to say, without checking it over the years. All-Star perennially through the 1960s. Just a terrific, terrific player out there. And you take a look at some of his statistics, if I can find them here, thanks to our good friends at Baseball Reference. 521 home runs for McCovey. Hit .270, .375 on base percentage, almost .900 OPS. This guy was a superstar. Was very much a superstar. Not only that, but played a terrific first base as well. That's why they called him Stretch.
As we've heard from many people, one of the nicest guys ever in baseball as well. Bench, while I was telling that story, Bench also said, every time McCovey came to the plate, he'd say, "Hi, John." And subject of one of my favorite baseball cards ever.
Yeah.
And I just posted it on Twitter. It was the 1967 Fence Busters card from Topps with Mays and McCovey, bats on shoulder and looking in towards each other. Number 423 in the 1967 Topps collection.
You still got that one at home somewhere?
Stat of the day. I do. I have multiple ones, I think.
Well,
I haven't dug into the collection for a while, but I'm quite sure I have more than one.
That might be a good one to take a look at. Might be a good one to take a look at. So Willie McCovey passing away at the age of 80, and certainly was one of the good ones out there. 319-366-1600, Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. We get closer and closer to football. We got basketball starting to tip off. We got some exhibitions going on. UNI, I believe. Iowa State women going on as well. And all that culminating with the regular season, believe it or not, getting underway next week. The Iowa men have their first exhibition game, their only exhibition game coming up on Sunday when Guilford will come in.
Nickname?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I only D1, Mark. I only deal in D1. But, yeah, wrestling. We We got Cornell Wrestling getting underway tonight in Mount Vernon. First match officially without Mike Durow, so it's going to be a little, it's going to be a lot different at the small multi-event center tonight over in Mount Vernon without Coach Durow there, certainly. And it'll be a different vibe, certainly, as far as Cornell Wrestling is concerned. And by the way, we've had some people ask, so I want to let people know. Yes, he will be back. Yes, he will be back starting next Wednesday. The one and only Mark Ironside. Right here on our airwaves from 3 to 4. We could give him an hour. He probably could use two, but it won't be the entire hour.
Looking forward to it, and a lot to catch up with Mark and in regards to not only Iowa wrestling, but international wrestling. Is you and I going to be better? What about Iowa State? Some of the new faces in the Iowa lineup. Again, lots to chew on, and can't wait.
Speaking of that, Iowa with wrestle-offs that started 15 minutes ago down in Iowa City at the Hawkeye Wrestling Room. So that is going on right now, today and tomorrow. So setting the lineup. They get underway week from tomorrow with their first duel. And, of course, will be out without two of their starters, more than likely starters, Sam Stoll being one of those, coming up for that first duel meet next Friday, which I believe is against Kent State. So wrestling's around the corner. Basketball's around the corner. Mark Ironside is around the corner. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, whatever the case may be, Mark will be back. And a big thanks to Kurt Gustafson as well for sponsoring Mark, as well as our talk with high school wrestling
Tuesday
experts on Tuesday. Yeah. KJ Pilcher and Wyatt Schultz will be joining us again coming up this year. So we got wrestling covered for you right here in the gym class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and when we come back, Dave Kokin's going to join us. We'll have all things covered from Las Vegas, and we'll do that when we return after this. Gym class coming your way, presented by Third Base Brewery. Don't forget, we've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away today as well. 24-pack of regular diet Dr. Pepper and a whole lot of prizes. That'll be coming up later on. Back with more after this.
There's nothing quite like owning the world's best power tools. But what about saving up to 15% on those tools? It's the Acme Tools Fall Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the best brands. Register to win a new planer with a mobile stand valued at $599. And talk shop with factory representatives about the latest tools and innovations. The Fall Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday only at Acme Tools on Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
It's fall in Iowa. That means kickoffs, tailgates, and touchdowns. It also means it's time to see your Central Midwest Honda dealer for attractive offers on the award-winning Honda lineup, including perennial all-star, the Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year, with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. So don't wait. See the Accord at your Central Midwest Honda dealer. Proud sponsors of Cyclone Football. See dealer for financing details.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Back at 318, gym class for Thursday on KGYM. Tomorrow, we'll have the pick six for you. Tim Newton's going to join us, play-by-play voice of the Purdue Boilermakers, coming up tomorrow, as well as Iowa and Purdue get ready to go at it on Saturday. We've got Before the Boom coming your way at 12:30 on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, just past 2:30. That is an ESPN2 game coming up on Saturday with Iowa and Purdue. We got Iowa State beginning at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The Cyclones head to Lawrence, Kansas to take on the dangerous, he said, with a question mark. Mark, Kansas Jayhawks.
Because of one win? I don't know.
They got three wins this year, Mark.
One win in the Big 12.
Over TCU. Now, a downtrodden TCU program, but still a win.
Cyclones favored by 2 touchdowns.
There you go. We'll talk about that coming up, as well as other things from the world of football, etc. We'll do that with Dave Koken. At Dave Koken is his handle on Twitter. Smokin' Koken, that is the website, joins us from Las Vegas on this Thursday. And you missed the parade for the Red Sox yesterday, or maybe you did catch it. I don't know, Dave. Did you take the red eye?
No, I'm not a parade guy. I just enjoyed seeing the championship and then the ceremonies where they get the trophy and the MVP and the interviews, which were great. And it was a lot of fun. I'm getting used to this. That's 15 years. I like it.
They broke the trophy, though, man.
Well, you know, the big surprise was the Willie Mays Award, which Steve Pearce almost dropped because he had no idea how heavy it was.
That would have been bad. But,
Dave, I was searching around yesterday to see when it was first announced that DJ Durkin was going to come back, whether Vegas would take that game off the board or adjust the spread or what was going to happen, and now he's out. If he was on the sideline.
I mean, what would these people think? This Board of Regents, I mean, the president of the school did this on his own. He fired him on his own. The Board of Regents actually recommended that he be retained, which is that might be the worst decision, I can't say of this year, of any year. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you're right, and I 100% agree with you. But there was something that they said toward the latter half of his statement, the long statement that the head of the Board of Regents had, something about just paraphrasing, trending upward as far as the football program is concerned, and that's pretty much all you need to know these days.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think the funniest line was that Durkin apparently said he was surprised by the decision to have him fired. Okay.
Well, justice won out, so it's all good in the end.
Yeah, that makes this an extremely tough game to handicap. To me, I don't see why anybody would bet this game because I don't think you know what Maryland team is going to show up.
Mm-mm.
This could be like the Texas game early in the season, or it could go the other way. I know Michigan State's still pretty beat up, and you know they barely got past Purdue last week in a game they probably should have won by a lot more. So, to me, that's the game you stay away from. But I hope for the Maryland kids. I'm kind of rooting for Maryland because of the kids, and I thought that was great that they just walked out of the meeting that Durkin had called. Good for them.
Good for them indeed.
You haven't played a lot lately, Dave, but it looks like you're shaping up to have a fairly sizable card this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it ends up being more sizable than I thought. I ended up with 9 games last week, 3 on Friday and 6 on Saturday. And I won the 3 on Friday and then split the 3 on the 6 on Saturday. But right now I'm at 5, and we'll see how they go. I mean, it's all about – the numbers don't really mean much in terms of power ratings. I don't think they mean that much at this time of year. Now you've got to look more at situations and trying to find the right spots for teams and teams that might have had their bubbles burst or teams that need to get style points for one reason or another.
Any thoughts on teams close to us, Iowa or Iowa State?
You know, the Iowa game is really interesting to me because I think you're going to get sharply divided opinion on this game. And the stat guys, and I'll put myself in this category, are probably going to take Iowa. Look, Iowa comes out. This is at this time of year, there are 2 stats that I really like that fit Iowa. One is that they've won the total yards in every game except one and that was the Wisconsin game, which they only lost by 11 yards, and that was misleading because Wisconsin got a big play at the end of the game. That was basically an even game. Outside of that, they've won the stats in every game, including last week against Penn State. The other thing is teams that allow less than 100 yards rushing per game that are underdogs late in the season generally do quite well, and the rationale is simple enough. You can't run on them. It's tough to run up a score and win by a margin against a team like that. I think the game's a real toss-up, but I took the 3 with Iowa.
And Iowa State is about a 2-touchdown pick at Kansas, and Iowa State's not a 2-touchdown pick very often. They are this week with the Jayhawks, but Kansas is, I guess, trending upward. They won a game. They beat TCU.
TCU, I don't know what to make of TCU. Gary Patterson's got to be pulling whatever hair he has left out because this team is just not getting it together. And TCU is supposed to be a good team this year. They're one of the biggest disappointments in the country. So, you know, nice job by Kansas. But can they follow it up against a really hot Iowa State team? I don't think so. The number makes it a little bit dicey. That's a lot of points for a team not used to laying a lot of points. But I think I've said this a few times. I'm not getting in the Cyclones' way. This program is trending upwards. And right now their biggest worry is whether Matt Campbell is the guy to succeed Urban Meyer at Ohio State.
Very much so.
In the department of what do you have to play for, you like A&M and the points at Auburn, right?
It's more a case of not liking Auburn. I'm going on what I've seen here. What we've seen from Auburn is that when they don't have it much to play for, they're really not very good. Gus Malzahn has had a lot of problems keeping this team focused for unimportant games, and I think this falls into what possibly could be the unimportant game category. They've got Georgia next week. That's title game revenge from last year's SEC championship game. Auburn's got 3 conference losses, so they can't win the conference. They're not going to be in the playoff. I don't know how much importance they attach to this week's game as opposed to next week, which is a game I know they're going to be up for.
Yeah, very much so. Now, you don't have to give any – just a thought or two about Alabama-LSU coming up Saturday night down at Death Valley.
Well, I'm not going against Alabama, so, you know. they're just murderous. They literally could have covered the spread in every game this year. I think they have covered in every first half. LSU is a nice team, but Alabama is just – their power rating is ridiculous. I can't go back far enough to find another power rating this high. I mean, I mentioned it earlier in the year that it was the highest since the Bush Leinart USC team. Well, it's higher than that now. So it's the highest I've ever had personally in my power ratings. But you're going to pay a big price. I mean, they're more than 2 touchdown favorites in Death Valley, and the place is going to be nuts. And LSU's got a really good defense, so I guess maybe this is the spot where somebody can give them trouble, but not with my money.
We'll see if Kentucky's for real this week facing Georgia. Vegas doesn't think so, right?
Vegas
Georgia a 10-point favorite.
Kentucky needed a miracle last week. They're a good story. They played well, but the problem here is that Fromm is out of his slump for Georgia. He was struggling, and they kind of go as he goes, I guess. Well, he was really sharp last week, and that's not a good sign for Kentucky. I think Georgia eventually gets them in this game, but I do think Kentucky will compete with them. The defense is playing really well. Wilson, while he's not a great quarterback, guy makes plays when they matter. And, of course, they've got a dynamite running back. So they have the right formula to hang in.
What do you make of the line, which is Notre Dame's 7 to 10 points, something like that, against Northwestern?
It's the same old story with Northwestern. You're asking for trouble laying points against this team. Mm. And I know on paper, Northwestern's not supposed to be able to play with Notre Dame. But it's just game after game. If you just bet the underdog, when Northwestern's playing, you cash the ticket basically every time. They play down to the level of lesser opponents. They play up to the level of superior opponents. And I will not be surprised if they give Notre Dame a game here.
Hmm.
Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I got to ask you, everyone's talking about it from Sunday, Todd Gurley falling down at the two-yard line, like you should have.
Yeah, like you did. Okay, let's get some stuff out of the way. First of all, it had nothing to do with the point spread after the game, in fact. He did what he was supposed to do. If he scores, and I this stuff cracks me up. Well, if he scores, they're up 9. No, they're up 8, and they have to kick an extra point. And if you think extra points are automatic in the NFL this year, ask Kyle Tucker, who's the best kicker I've ever seen. They're not automatic. It probably is going to be a 9-point game. But you don't have to worry about that if you just go down. Then it's a 2-point game. You win because the other team can't get the ball back. And that's it. It's over. Done. He did the right thing. It's a smart football play.
Boy, you thought the guy would have robbed the bank, though, depending on what side of the fence you were on.
Well, but you know what? That's just too bad for those. And they probably shouldn't be gambling.
You're right.
Because they're going to get upset about some guy doing what he was supposed to do. That's stupid. Okay, that's the only word for it. It's stupid. You don't understand you don't know what you're talking about if you're making some kind of a beef. Well, he did that. Somebody tweeted he was being a good sport. No, he wasn't. Yeah. He just was making a smart football play.
Yeah, he was making a smart. Maybe he is a good sport, but he was making the intelligent play as far as that situation is concerned. It's a very interesting week. I love the Rams and the Saints. I wouldn't touch it because who knows how that's going to play out. I wanted to ask you
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
That Dante Fowler pickup, of all the trades that were made at the deadline, the Rams got the best deal. A third and a fifth for Fowler gives them another edge pass rusher. That is a big, big pickup for them. I really believe that puts them over the top as the team to beat this year, because that's an area where they needed an extra body, and they didn't just get an extra body. They got a star.
Yeah. I do think they get beat this week, though.
Going to be a hell of a game. I'm not laying points against them, I can tell you that.
The Saints and the Rams are going to be fun. That's going to be a great win. Cleveland changes coaches. They promote Greg Williams. Is it going to make any difference in the way they play, though, against my Chiefs this week?
Nah, they're waiting for Lincoln Riley. I got to tell you, I think that's – I mean, I have no inside information on this, but that to me is a no-brainer. You know, the Mayfield connection, he's clearly going to be an NFL coach down the road. You may as well go get him now. So I think once Oklahoma's done for the season and the Browns are done as well, you'll see Lincoln Riley as the Browns' next head coach. I believe that's going to be the – I really believe that'll happen.
Plenty of examples, Dave, of guys going from college to pro – fail, go back and get a really nice job in the college ranks.
Yeah, but Lincoln Riley looks like he was made for the NFL.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah.
I just see he's just that kind of – he impresses me as that kind of coach. And the Mayfield connection is huge. I mean, they want the best guy for Mayfield. Well, there he is, okay?
Right there. So you heard it here first from Dave Kochan. Lincoln Riley will be the next coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Actually – he's the favorite. He is the favorite. I believe I saw somewhere in faraway places plus 250, which is actually pretty low. So if that's accurate, then he is, I'd say, a clear favorite at this point.
We'll see how it all plays out. Lots of college games for Lincoln coming up this year. Yeah. Hey, Dave, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the games, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. See you later.
Dave Kochan joining us as he moves along quickly. He's done with lunch today, so that's a good thing. Lincoln Riley will be the new Cleveland Browns coach. Book it, says Dave.
I don't know.
Not buying it?
You know, I heard some national programs talking about Matt Campbell in Cleveland because he's an Ohioan and went, you know, Mount Union guy.
I guarantee you, Matt Campbell, if Iowa State continues this upward climb, they go 8-4, 9-3, especially if they get to the Big 12 championship game, you are going to hear Matt Campbell's name associated with every big college football opening and maybe some pro football openings that there are going to be.
Yeah.
Could be Auburn. USC is now talking about Clay Helton and if he's going to be around in 2019 because they've fallen off the map in college football this year. And there's going to be two or three others open by the time it's all said and done. And you're going to hear Matt Campbell, same thing that happened 12, 13, 14 years ago with Kirk Ferentz. Woke up one morning, Kirk Ferentz was going to be the coach of what, Cleveland? One time was my Chiefs. He was going to be the coach of my Chiefs at one point. Signed, sealed, and delivered overnight. Never did happen. Never did happen. We'll see if that's the case with Matt Campbell coming up. Coming up, we've got Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll talk with him about the state volleyball tournament and high school football as well. So stay tuned. More to come after this. We're going to give you an opportunity to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack right now. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. You're going to get a Dr. Pepper prize pack, 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper, your choice, plus some prizes from Dr. Pepper and a pint glass to enjoy your Dr. Pepper with. 319-366-1600. Caller 6, you are going to pick that up. We'll come back, talk to Jeff Linder after this.
Ready for some good news? Life insurance is more affordable than you think. Ready for some even better news? Your coverage can start today. An e-financial agent is ready to help you select the right policy from the most trusted life insurance companies. And it's all done over the phone. One call, and you're on the way to the protection your family needs. Call 1-866-244-5580 to get covered today. Or get a quote at efinancial.com.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
When it comes to vehicle safety, having poor visibility is a risk not worth taking. Get set for this fall's weather by visiting your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store during the See Better, Drive Safer sale. You'll find deals on name brand headlights, wiper blades, and everything you need to see better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Congratulations going out to Brad and Atkins, as he is the winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack for today. One more to come tomorrow when we talk to Tim Newton, the Purdue play-by-play voice. Plus, we'll be talking or picking games tomorrow with the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6. That'll come your way tomorrow at about 3:40 right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That follows us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And then we have for you Thursday night football, batting down the hatches, the Oakland Raiders and the San Francisco 49ers.
Text line, John in Dubuque asking if C.J. Beathard was going to play tonight. And as of a few hours ago, still a game time decision. At least let me know if there's something different on that.
I have not seen anything different with that. Coming up next week, Girls State Volleyball Tournament begins its run here in Cedar Rapids, Tuesday through Friday, the four-day run next week. And we got high school football going on as well. To talk about it, we bring in Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can follow him on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And ramping up, you got your sleep underneath you there, Jeff? You ready to go?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Well, the pertinent question of the day, though, we're taking an informal poll here. Mm-hmm. Did you have less trick-or-treaters at the Linder house last night?
We never have many. We had 6 last night. 4 kids came early, and 2 little guys in, I think, some kind of a military costume came a little bit later, and we got stuck at 6, so we got a lot of candy left. I might take some to the football game and share it with the press box folks over at Van Horn.
I do too, Jeff. We had about a half as many, and I don't know why. So
it's down this year.
I think everybody's playing Fortnite.
That could be.
Hey, Scott, Scott and I were talking about the All-Metro volleyball team, and he made the comment about, what was it, a half a dozen Division I players?
Something like that. I mean, this has got to be one of the better All-Metro volleyball teams we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and Linmar and Jefferson and Xavier all have a lot of talent right now. And, you know, for Jefferson and for Linmar as well, it's pretty much veteran talent. And for Xavier, you know, some young kids as well. So, yeah, it's been a good year for volleyball in town.
Really has been. And we'll get to showcase two of those teams coming up next week. Rematch of last year's quarterfinal at the state tournament, won by Linmar as they topped the Jayhawks, and round two coming up this year.
Yeah, 4 versus 5 again, and I think it'll be a good match. Jefferson wasn't at full strength last year when they played. They are now, knock on wood. I don't have anything wooden here in front of me, but you know, hopefully both teams are 100% and ready to roll. I think it'll be a great match.
And the reward for either would be likely Cedar Falls. And we, on a tailgate tour, Jeff, we talked to a couple volleyball coaches who said that's a team that can beat a lot of college teams.
Yeah, and I think you can say the same for Ankeny Centennial and probably West Des Moines Valley.
Oh.
Valley's got the best team, best player in the state, in Maddie Kubik, and Centennial's just loaded with talent. I think those three teams all could probably win or come close to winning the Iowa Conference. Maybe, you know, I don't think that's a stretch.
Yeah, in West Des Moines, you mentioned Kubik of West Des Moines Valley, first team All-American by one site anyway. I guess that's pretty amazing.
Maybe I don't know. Would you say maybe the best hitter to come out of the state since Michaela Fecky?
And that's high praise.
Yeah. A lot of talent around. And did I call it the Iowa Conference instead of that?
The American Rivers. Yes.
I'm sorry. Living back in early 2010s.
I'm trying to get used to it as well, Jeff.
Yeah.
Xavier's had a great year. God, Xavier Pella. How often have we seen that?
Yeah. going about it on the volleyball court, on the sport court, plastic sport court next week. But I think Xavier Earl is a pretty heavy favorite in that match. I think they should get through the first round pretty easily, and then it gets a little bit more difficult from there.
Well, 4A, you take a look at the 8 teams there, and you have a pretty good argument that might be the best 8-team group. When you got West Delaware as a number
eight
seed, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, and before chaos kind of reigned in 2A with Wilton and Grundy Center, I would have said that might have been the deepest class of the five. But, 4A is good. Sergeant Bluff and Xavier, and if Wallert's the 4 seed, I mean, that's that Wallert Independence 4-5 matchup, I think, is going to be really good. Yeah, I think 4A is going to be a fun tournament. I think just about all of them will be. I'm still really looking forward to seeing 2A.
Independence, tell us about its season.
Good season. Won the West Division of the WOMAC Conference. Has a really good hitter in Madison Larson and some really good players around her. I think Indy's got a very good chance to compete with Wallert in that quarterfinal.
Yeah, and going to be a good first rounder right there. And looking at 3A, Tipton got the number 2 seed. And by the way, hats off to the River Valley Conference. Man alive, you talk about good volleyball out of there.
that South Division is just tremendous. Tipton, Wilton got to the state tournament by knocking off number 1. And I'd have to go back and look. But when was the last time a number 1 team didn't make it to state in volleyball?
It's been a long time.
I can't remember it happening. I'm sure it has. But, Tipton, Wilton, West Branch gave Wilton a heck of a match in the regional semis. West Liberty had a fine team. They were ranked 8th but had to play Assumption in the regional semis. Durant had a really nice team. That's 5 out of the 7 teams in the South Division, and that was a loaded division.
Yeah, and the WOMAC loaded as well, and – MVC ended up getting five teams, I think, as well. So good volleyball around here.
Yeah. Tri-Rivers wasn't a bad league, especially now that Starmont and Edco are back in that league. That's really made that stronger. And, Union Community up to the northwest of here, they had a nice year. So, yeah, it's been a nice season, and we'll see how it all plays out next week.
Tipton and Mount Vernon could meet in a semifinal in 3A, and if everything played their cards right. And there's Mount Vernon again, 27-15. The record's not super glossy, but they play such a schedule
of how good they are. That's a good team. They're peaking right now, and first round match with MOC Floyd Valley ought to be really good.
You mentioned how strong 2A is, and Beckman is the number one seed, facing a number eight seed that's 36-4. I guess that tells you a lot right there.
Well, yeah, and Wilton snuck into that spot by knocking off Grundy Center in the first round, and I really think they were underrated all year. Wilton was. They've got a really nice mix of some veterans and some freshmen. And eager to see how that that plays out with Beckman. They'll compete. They won't be scared. Obviously, they weren't scared of Grundy Center, so they won't be scared of Beckman either.
And the rest of 2A, very interesting. Western Christian, of course, is a perennial.
Usual suspect.
Unity Christian, same thing. Dyker Hartford, a 5 seed.
Right.
That says a lot. And then you got probably one of the smallest 2As around in Sydney at the number 3. And they've been there before, but they've been a 1A school. Now they move up to 2A.
Yeah, they were 2A last year and got beat first round. But everything I hear is that they're really, really good. And I think they'll be competitive in that bracket. You were talking about Western and Dyke. If you're going to get Dyke, you better get them now, because the next pair of Peterson twins are coming, I think, next year. And I hear they're just as good as the last set of twins.
And that's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
By the time all is said and done. 1A, you mentioned Starmont. Good to see the Stars get back, and they will face Tripola in a first-round match.
Yeah. Tripola, obviously, one of the perennial powers. They've been down a little bit the last few years, been getting to the state tournament instead of just getting to the finals every year, but still a really good program. And, they just seem to get back year after year. Starmont, third year in a row, still not very big, but they handle the ball well, and they do a lot of things really well. Janesville, I think you have to say, is the favorite again. A couple of usual suspects in Lamar's Galen and Fort Madison Holy Trinity.
Yeah, and is Janesville kind of Tripola dominated 1A around the state and Northeast Iowa for so many years. Is Janesville kind of kicked them out a little?
Yeah, Janesville is what Tripola was. And now they've got a really senior-laden group, and I know they expect to, go out with a bang. But, they're the juggernaut now.
You covered a lot of football as well, Jeff, and you will again tomorrow night. Curious your feelings about the RPI and its implementation and the way some teams had to travel 2.5-3 hours in that first round.
Yeah, it's not perfect. I think it's an improvement over what we had. I know everybody talks about the deal with Xavier and Lewis Central probably having to play in the semifinals, and that's kind of a glitch that's unfortunate. The travel, I think, they're playing on Friday nights, so mm-hmm. I don't have a big problem with teams having to travel a couple hours. If teams are, if Kennedy's playing Valley or Bettendorf in the regular season or Prairie's playing Waukee, why not do that in the playoffs too? I like the way they seed it. I like the way they try to kind of seed it and with some common sense geographically as well.
You said you're going to be at Van Horn. We'll have Randy over there providing us reports as well. But Benton Community got their first win since 1980 in the playoffs. And
that's hard to believe.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, they've always been pretty competitive and, sometimes better than merely competitive. Really good team. They They've got a really balanced team run pass wise, and they play pretty good defense. And I think they're probably touchdown to maybe 10-point favorite against West Liberty tomorrow night.
And West Liberty, another good story too. They're getting the football program back up.
Yeah, last 2 years they've been pretty darn good, and they've got some talent there. They've had some speed, and I think that's going to be an entertaining game tomorrow.
Some of the other games to take a look at, the rematch between Iowa City West and Bettendorf. We'll have that in the South Gym coming
That'll
up tomorrow night.
And,
so many times you see the team that won the first one, they don't win the second one, though.
Right. And
it's down in the valley.
Is that a psychological thing? I don't know. But, that seems to happen quite a bit, especially if the first game was close. If the first game's a blowout, I think, that can get inside the underdog's head a little bit. But, if you go play a team and get beat by a touchdown or so, I think you're probably the team with a little bit more of a chip on your shoulder and maybe a little bit more hunger in your belly.
Interesting. If Cedar Falls knocks off Waukee tomorrow night, it looks like all of the worry about, oh, my gosh, it's not going to be East versus West is out the window. So
Right. And eager to see how Johnston and Southeast Polk plays out, kind of the underdog bracket up there. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Southeast Polk win again.
And I would not be shocked as well to see if Dowling knocks off Valley once again.
No. Actually, that's Dowling's still my pick to win it all in 4A.
Yeah, and then you got Western Dubuque and North Scott.
That'll be a great game.
Yeah,
great game.
They played a one-pointer first time.
Yeah, and Western Dubuque's very good this year and probably is going to be better next year. They lose Drake George, but they've got a lot of firepower coming back next year.
Yeah, really do. And West Branch goes to Van Meter. Long trip, mm-hmm. And Van Meter, really, really good. They won last year, of course, in 1A. And but, West Branch playing good football.
Yeah, they sure are. And they run and pass well. They've got a great quarterback in Cornwell, and good running back in Kowski. And I think I'm eager to see how that one plays out as well.
Eight player. You got a chance to see some eight player football this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Iowa Valley
against HLV. And boy, that was a great game. It's 32-30. It was a game that HLV had to have to get into the playoffs. And Iowa Valley just 2 points better. And that was probably one of the best games I've seen all season.
Jeff got to know you when you were childless back at the Gazette. I have to congratulate you. Your daughter is headed for the state swim meet. I know you'll be in Marshalltown on Saturday. Yeah. You've got a son who is a successful athlete as well. So Scott and I know how fast it goes, and now you do too.
Yeah, it has gone fast. And I'll be thinking about graduation here in a few months. And, it's been neat to see her finish up her career well, and athletically and what she's done music wise. And we're proud. Hope to not brag too much, but it's been a fun run parent wise.
As it should be. Are you a nervous spectator or what kind of a spectator are you, Jeff?
I think I've learned from my job be pretty quiet.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm not a big yeller. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I'm not one of those people that can't watch. I figure why go to an event if you're not going to watch. I'm nervous, and I'm sure I'll be nervous Saturday.
Well, good luck to her and the Cougars.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And basketball is around the corner. Man alive, we're going to have some good basketball coming up this winter.
Yeah. Just taking a real quick break from volleyball prep here a little bit, and kind of looking at the basketball rankings right now, and got those kind of hammered out. Probably take one more quick look at it before we get going here in a couple weeks. So between that and Iowa women's basketball, it should be a really fun winter.
Yeah, going to be a fun winter, but some things to get taken care of prior to that. And
sure.
Jeff, appreciate it. We'll see you next week at the Cell Center.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Jeff Linder, and check out the preview that they'll have coming up. It's always very well done in the Gazette, and read his stuff at thegazette.com. Kyle is in here. Can we take a break before you?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep,
that's okay? That's okay?
Yeah.
You're the producer, Kyle.
Got a little bit. I wouldn't call it breaking.
Well, give us a break. Give us the breaking news.
It's not breaking, though. It's
all
just
right. News.
Okay. So I we've been paying attention to whether or not Bethard's going to play tonight.
Yeah.
No official news on Bethard, but the Niners just waived Tom Savage, who was the third or fourth quarterback on the roster, which by some is being taken as a sign that Bethard will, in fact, play.
Interesting.
There you go. Tune in tonight. We'll have it for you, all three frequencies, Oakland and San Francisco. Back with bowling after this.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes. You sign up with your street address so you only get a reminder when it's our week.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect fall combination for football. All the info you need to get ready for the big game, and all the Smart Rock you need to get ready for your pregame festivities. Tailgates go better with Smart Rock from Smart FM. If you're heading to the Hawkeye game or getting together with your buddies before kickoff, Smart Rock pairs perfectly with brats, burgers, and barbecue. Next big game, prepare your pregame feast with a side of Smart Rock. From Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Public service announcement to the Grand Poobah, Mike Hoskins. Yes, we will total everything up from now on. Sorry, we weren't there. Bowling Night America wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, where we had a great time last night on a Halloween evening bowling and watching Toledo football.
Well, we did indeed left the bowling alley thinking one thing and getting home, and it was quite another. But we thought we'd won three, but we didn't. We lost three points, two games and a series to Professional Bowling Concepts, bunch of great guys. I won't get into the details, but that was the result. So the Rusty Nails now at 19-17, tied for seventh, and one of those teams with Professional Bowling Concepts. So Steve Hyatt leading the way with a 279 for Pro Bowling Concepts. He was nipped by one pin. Mike Robinson had the high game in the Evergreen League last night. High series, that went to Mark Nelson.
Mark, way to go, Mark.
About that, 735 for Mark Nelson.
Nice.
I don't know that he's ever led the league. He's a good bowler.
Good bowler.
Good bowler. Well, there's a lot of them in the league, so. But we'll give it another whirl next week.
Biggie.
And,
it's Biggie next week.
Durline Scale, perennial.
Number one
team. But in the meantime, if you'd like to take advantage of anything out there at May City, open bowling, pro shop, what have you, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Can't win it in November, but you can lose it in November.
Excellent point, Scott. Nice series for you, by the way.
Thank you.
We're running
out
of time.
We bowled pretty decent last night.
Well, we did. You were in the 650s, right?
I was 652, I think.
That's outstanding.
Last night. So, yeah, not too bad. Best of the year so far. And we're 4.5 out of the lead. There was a tie last night.
Unfortunately, a long way to go.
A long way to go, and but we don't want to fall, you know, 7 or 8 behind. So,
true enough.
Incentive for Team Rusty Nails next week.
Make a run before Christmas.
There you go. There you go. Making a run next, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will be coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and then it will be C.J. Beathard, it looks like, and the San Francisco 49ers going up against the Oakland Raiders on Thursday Night Football tonight. The final battle of the Bay, it looks like, as Oakland picks up stakes and moves to Vegas coming up next year. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 with the Gym Class, KGYM.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on MyVormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.